What's up, guys? This is Peyton Yaris.
This is Tracy Lachlan.
And you're listening to Two Glasses In. This is our first episode that we have recorded, and we're super excited, and we hope that you guys will enjoy and some wine with us as you listen. Tracy, do you want to tell us what we are drinking tonight?
Sure. So tonight when I went to Harris Teeter after my gym trip, I picked up a Natura Rosé from the 25% off cart right near the register. So this is a limited edition sustainably farmed rosé from Chile, 2019, from Emiliana Vineyards. So I was pleasantly surprised. Peyton, thoughts?
I am very much enjoying this wine. I would have thought it cost more. I would have not counted this for one of the discount bottles.
Good old $10.99, so seriously, can't go wrong.
I wish you guys could see the label. It's absolutely beautiful.
There's some nice florals on there, and then a couple like finches. What birds are those, do you think?
You would say finch. You would. I would say bird. You would say okay, finch.
Yeah. Be a little more specific. All right. So I think to start, well, the way this is going to work, or we hope it's going to work, is we want to set goals for ourselves each week. Occasionally we do that. We try to keep our lives on track. So I think we're going to like talk about the goals that we set each week and then see how those have gone for us, but then also spend our first glass talking about something fun, something that's, you know, of interest to us, and then spend our second glass talking about something a little more serious, a little more top of mind, and then, you know, close it out with our goals for the next week. So does that sound good, Peyton?
Oh, that sounds good with me, Tracy.
So goal last week, what was your goal, if you had one, because we just started?
Yeah, on the spot. No, my goal last week that I actually have followed through on is setting goals. Mm. So, and I'm doing that as we speak. So that's weird. So I have had some research papers where I've had to set some SMART goals.
And what are you researching?
The one like thing I would talk about that is more interesting than my other two papers, that I get more creativity and free reign over what I write about. I'm doing a literature review on, the relationship between the LGBTQIA plus community, and mental health outcomes based kind of on being a sexual and gender minority and the stress that comes with that. So,
wow. Wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, that was a lot. That
so
was
back
heavy.
To SMART goals.
Yeah, SMART goals. So anyways, I set these goals and I've actively actually been working towards them, and I like to cross it off in my notebook. So
I actually saw your agenda or planner or whatever when we were at the farm this past weekend open, and I was like, wait, I did not know Peyton was like this.
It was
like 5 pages of SMART goals, and I was like, oh no.
You were like,
this
what?
Is not my roommate.
Yeah, no, that's not who you've come to know. My wonderful mentor suggested I do it, and it's worked. How about, I would love to hear about the goals that you set last week.
Last week it was to sleep more, because like as we've been talking about recently, Peyton and I are roommates, so we are very engrossed in each other's lives, but I've been really busy with just facets of school and job stuff, and a lot of that was off my plate, so I was like, maybe I'll sleep more. Turns out, like, the election was happening this week, Halloween was last weekend, my friend was visiting, didn't get the sleep that I wanted, and here we are recording a podcast at midnight, so it probably won't be on track also. So I did not meet my goal, but hoping for next week that occurs.
Cheers to that, yes.
Thanks.
So to get into our first major topic, it's something more light, and I will give Tracy the honors of coming up with this lovely idea, very timely.
Thanks.
Would you like to introduce what our first glass
sure.
will be focusing?
Sure, I'd be honored. Yes, so for our first glass, we want to discuss some of the Halloween costumes that we saw over the weekend. Saw some friends, also saw some Snapchats, Instagram stories, and do you have any favorites that you saw?
Let's see. I'm thinking that I really enjoyed some of our guy friends' costumes. It was a group of three boys that dressed up as like elderly men.
Yeah.
two boys that dressed up. They like were pretending to be blind, which I don't know if that's like not
okay. I think it was
okay.
deaf, or maybe both. Maybe one was blind, one was deaf. Keep it balanced. Combine
something like color. I don't know where they found the props for their costume.
They said like Salvation Army.
Oh wow!
I mean, there you go for all your old man
Thank
needs.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm, of course.
I was really curious. Well, yeah, I would say, like, they really got into character, so I really appreciated mm-hmm. seeing them dress up.
And yeah. I will say I fit into their age group because
you did.
I dressed up as RBG, rest in peace, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
A legend.
Very timely. That was really fun. It was Peyton's idea, though. I can't take credit. I just really embodied her spirit, though. So I fit in with the two older men. It was a fun bingo night.
Yes. We threw some red lipstick on, and you had the perfect... I mean, what? Your costume was free, right?
Yeah,
like, you had absolutely everything
like half
you needed.
Mine, half yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
But you pulled it off so Thanks. Well. Yes, that was so fun. And I think, like, seeing how everyone took their take on Halloween this year, mm-hmm. it was kind of like refreshing to see people dress up and just like be fun. I don't know,
yeah.
like see people not in their pajamas from Zoom class. It was very it was nice to just like see on, especially on just like social media, like what people, like what creativity they still had left in them in this weird time.
And also, this was something that we were discussing as we were debating what to wear for Halloween, was like, okay, we're juniors in college now, 20, 21 years old. There's a fine line now between like what is like promiscuous and acceptable, like much
yeah.
more freshman year move as a girl to like wear something, you know, kind of slutty, maybe a little revealing,
Slutty.
But it's all
yeah.
in like the name of like rites of passage in college. So what do you do when, like, you're a junior? Like, are you still, is it still appropriate to do that? Is it, like, strange? Or should you go straight for, like, the funny route or
right.
whatever? So
yeah.
I think you hit the mark on that. You had a good balance there. She
Thanks.
Was, I don't even know. I still don't really know. Because I hate horror movies,
I know.
So never gonna happen.
Well, for anyone listening that is a horror movie fanatic, the Saw movie series is phenomenal. And I was, like, the... character, I guess, like the horror person. Not they
the
didn't really
person
the thing
for all
is
horror
correct.
The oh, okay.
I was the inflictor of pain.
Oh.
No, that's scary sounding. But in the movie, no one like dies because of Saw.
Say, oh, but do they die?
Well, if anyone dies, it's because like they end up killing themselves
oh.
to live.
I guess that
it's
was
very,
a spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Every movie's different, though, so... But yeah, anyways, he's not a serial killer because he doesn't actually kill anyone.
Interesting.
He just sets up, like, escape rooms that
oh.
people have to try to get out of.
Like the escape room thing that people do?
Yes.
Gotcha.
But, like, death. Yeah.
Word.
Anyways, I dressed up as Saw... and I, back to what you were saying, Tracy, I like ponder this all the time. Like,
mm-hmm.
is it more embarrassing
all the time
at every time I'm showering, I think of the thought, is it weird for women in their 20s? Like, what's more embarrassing, to show up to a party purposely dressed embarrassing or to show up to a party like in a sexy costume
mm-hmm.
when like that's not the vibe. Like
mm-hmm.
like at that point I'm like, is it more embarrassing to take it to the extent where I've seen people dress up as like literally Guy Fieri?
Fieri. I think as someone who doesn't
yes.
watch him because his
yes.
hair is
well,
to me.
Yeah. Or like Tiger King, the guy Joe Exotic, like
yeah.
like girls that did facial hair. Like
yeah.
is that more embarrassing or is it more embarrassing to be like Victoria's Secret Angel Model?
I feel like actually one of my most like public fears is like being overdressed for things.
Mm. 'Cause
you know me, I almost strictly wear athleisure. So
yeah.
when I'm forced to like dress up and then it was unnecessary, then I'm like, guys, this isn't me. Like I'm not like I just
You're
feel
out of
embarrassed.
Your element.
So it's like I feel like the risk is higher the older you get in college of
mm.
you being one of the only ones wearing like risque
sure.
costume. Like freshman year, I don't think I dressed anything. The sluttiest I dressed was like Posh from Spice Girls, right?
Yeah, and that wasn't even
and
that, slutty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're like, it was for you. No, you look great.
No,
I was
thanks.
Like the athletic
oh, yeah.
one. You should have been the athletic.
Spice.
You should have been Sporty Spice.
Well, who would have been Posh Spice?
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, so, like, that year, if we all showed out in numbers to the fraternities as we did, like, there's a high likelihood, probably 100%,
mm-hmm.
that there was going to be a girl that was dressed more inappropriately than you were.
Facts.
So, but I think as a junior, especially now that we're having smaller gatherings, like, in houses and things like that.
More intimate stuff.
It's, like, first of all, the reason for dressing inappropriately is a lot, like, less strong because you know everyone who's there. So, like, you're not...
Who really, are you like, dressing up
yeah,
for?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yourself?
Yeah, exactly.
Question
Which
mark?
Is great. We go
yeah,
ahead and do
if
that.
You want.
But, like, so less... It's just less likely, mm-hmm. I think. So, I think that's where my fear comes from. That's why I dress as RBG. I mean...
Fact.
She's really hot.
She's
like,
hot.
Can't deny that. But, you know, I didn't want to push it
no.
too far, so...
I 100%. I think, like... We both played it safe this year.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see anything where I, like, just cringed of the, like, try-hardness, I guess. Like,
yeah.
I'm very supportive of girls wanting to, like, flex what they have. And, like, Halloween can sometimes be that time where girls can, like, break out of that and, like, dress how
it's
maybe
like,
they want.
It's like the Disney Channel movie where, or maybe not Disney Channel, but, like, Lindsay Lohan, wait, what's the, Mean Girls.
Mean Girls.
She's like the like, oh my gosh, like I don't know anything, blah, blah. And then Halloween, she's like, whoa.
Right.
It's like that like mousy girl who's
yes,
like raw.
Yes, yes. It's like
mouse
you,
to lion.
You start yeah. to like pay attention to people because like they're badass in what they wear. So I'm like, if you're listening and you're like, oh my God, like I wear that on Halloween, all power to you. I think it really is like mm-hmm. in on a person-to-person basis decision and also depending on
mm-hmm.
what college you go to. Like,
oh, yeah.
certain colleges
oh,
do
yeah.
it big and do it different and, you know.
I'm actually trying to think of, like, my horriest outfit. I think the most revealing was I dressed as Ronnie or Veronica from Riverdale senior year.
Yes.
And one of my friends was Betty.
Yeah.
Senior year of high school. And then Olivia, our third roommate,
yeah.
was Mrs. Grundy.
Oh, my God. So, she popped off in that.
Yeah, she did. So that was, like, I don't know. That was, I guess, one. But I feel like I just am get nervous to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't take myself as someone who dresses, like, scandalous. But I've taken more pride in, like, wearing clothes that flatter my body more. So I guess it's, like, when I go into a Halloween, like, I feel confident.
You can't help but be sexy.
I can't help it. Seriously.
Even if you try to be ugly, you're
I
so
I try
hot.
So hard to be low sex appeal,
yeah.
but I can't help it.
Yeah.
But
I
mean,
that problem.
And how are you doing on your first glass?
Well, this is usually the problem is I'm the faster drinker and you're not, but we're talking equal amounts for
right?
the first time
in our entire life.
Yes. So I'm doing okay, but we can finish these and refill
yeah.
before our second topic, which our second topic is like sibling relationships because both of us are in
siblings.
Yeah. that also. And I have two older sisters and you have a younger sister.
Yeah.
But as Thanksgiving is approaching and we have to return to our families who we love, the
love
dynamic's
you,
just a
Mom,
little different. Yeah. Okay, I'll finish
yeah.
this while you talk.
Wonderful. Well, I think like we both have very, very complex relationships with our siblings from just histories of being super invested in each other's lives, maybe to greater extents at sometimes than others. And so naturally,
let me top you off.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry to interrupt your monologue.
Wonderful. Ooh, do you guys
Beautiful
hear that?
Sound.
Delicious. But yeah, like we really both do like this topic resonates with us when Tracy was like, why don't we talk about our sisters? I was like, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
Because when's like a time that you can spend like reflecting on someone that you just don't live with anymore? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, it's weird. You live with someone your whole life
yeah.
and then you become an adult and then all of a sudden, boom, like you're connected, but
mm-hmm.
like because of this familial thing, but you are at completely different parts of your life and you might never be at the same part of your life again, which is weird.
Yeah. I think also, so all three of us in our house have sisters. So we're all currently living with girls. Like, I think it's interesting. You take your siblings for granted
mm-hmm.
and I take my sister relationships for granted, but
yeah.
like it taught me how to live with girls. And now, like, I'm in a situation where I can't just, like, fight and yell with, like, the girls who I live with who are annoying me because they're family and, like, that's acceptable. Like, with you and Olivia, I mean, not that I have really any reason to yell at y'all and hopefully same back, but, like, it's a different relationship. But I do feel like having a sister was laying the groundwork. But
it's prepared us
yeah.
for so much
yeah.
more.
But, like, the fact that I do take those relationships for granted has been, like, a big realization, I think, recently. And I mean, you're again like the older sibling and I'm the youngest.
Yeah.
And you know, my sisters are both out in the workforce and like
yeah.
one has like a long term boyfriend and a dog with him.
Shout
which,
out
like,
Miles.
Yeah. Miles's name gets mentioned before either of my sisters' names. But yeah, so I don't know. I think we're in two different boats, but like, yeah. You're also like, when I go home, Maddie's, I don't know. It's just, you can take it away with like being the younger sister, but,
oh,
or the
yeah.
older sister.
No, I think like on a deeper note, it really is. I think like having a sister, like being a girl and having a sister, having two girls together. Mm-hmm. Can I make it any more clear for you?
Yeah. Two sisters.
Two girls
related
who are
by blood from the
share
same
parents.
In one household. Lovely.
That share Jack and Jill bathroom.
Mm, I see that.
Goals. Well, yes, on that note, I think it actually is like such an amazing opportunity that I know I also took for granted. I never really appreciated like when I had that, when we were both in the house, like in the similar phases of life, like just being kids together. And I think like that's definitely something where now I'm at school and she's at home and she's like playing this only child role. And it's so weird to me how, like you said, with Thanksgiving coming up, like the dynamic changes. And it's like I have all of these life experiences that I'm bringing to the table that I'm just so excited for her to be able to have.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I don't want to sit there and neglect like that we did spend like 18 years yeah. or so like together at home, mm-hmm. like growing together. So it's weird, you know, like growing apart and we can't have our eyes on each other.
Well, I think what's been really interesting about you speaking about your relationship with your sister and then me like reflecting mm-hmm. on mine as you speak, it's like we have reverse situations, like
yeah.
I keep saying. But, like, when you say things about how you approach being an older sister, I'm like, I would have never thought, because you put a lot of thought into it, something that really matters to you, and you have, like, active things that you think about in that role. And I am always like, oh, they're just, like, Remy and Julia, like, my older sisters. But, like, what if they had certain, like, thoughts that they wanted to, like, I don't know, like, convey to me or whatever, like, because I'm their younger sister, I'm their
yeah.
baby sister, I guess. So I never thought about it that way, but like, what if they were trying to reach out to me and I was just like, no.
Yeah.
And also similarly, when you describe like how you don't really necessarily understand sometimes where your sister is coming from, it's like, I could tell you like in the situation, this is how I would feel.
Yeah.
Like a lot of times when my sisters like would come home from college while mm-hmm. I was in middle school or high school, I would feel so left behind.
Mm.
And that was really hard. But, like, now that I'm in college, like, I see it's, like, no, it's not, like, leaving anyone behind. It's just, like, a new experience, like
yeah.
you're saying. Like, you have experiences you want Maddie to have.
Yeah.
But, like, she probably maybe feels like, oh, Peyton's kind of moved on and, like, has this new life. But you
right.
do a really good job of trying to, like, show her you appreciate her. But it's just an interesting balance when we compare stories because, like, you can enlighten me on what my sisters may have felt.
Sure.
And I can like enlighten you on what your sister may be feeling. So
yeah, no. And I think it's very nice to have someone who is on the other side who can kind of like be a voice for like a younger sister role, because mm-hmm. in the way that sometimes I think like Maddie has life so easy because I've somehow carved a certain path that if she just followed in my footsteps, her life would be her life would be figured out.
Yeah.
And I think, like, Maddie, I have to recognize that she is not Peyton's little sister. She's Maddie. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think for so long, she was Peyton's little sister. And I think, like, by me being out of the house for a while, she's been able to explore what being Maddie as Maddie
yeah.
means. And it makes me so excited for her. Like, she's changed her hair, her clothing style, her entire
mm-hmm.
room. Like, she really has completely blossomed, and sometimes it breaks my heart that I'm not there to see it and like
yeah.
feel like I get to be a part of it, but I know that if I was there, she wouldn't be able to grow. I take up too much space sometimes.
You're like the working parent who's like, oh my god, I missed my like kids' first steps.
Yes, no, I am the working parent, right? I feel like she's my child. Not really, but I really do. I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm missing out on that, but
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that if I was there, because I take up so much figurative space in our family, that like she wouldn't have these opportunities. So in a way, I'm excited to like see her carve her own path instead of expect her to do certain
mm-hmm.
things.
Mm-hmm.
Something I wanted to ask you was like, in thinking about my sister being the age where she's applying to colleges
mm-hmm.
and all that, like how is that being the like third child applying for schools and Like, what did that look like? How did it influence your decision of where to go based on having two mm-hmm. sisters that had already been in college and were maybe telling you, come to my school or don't yeah. go here?
Well, first, my parents had a lot of experience with the process. Yeah. So that was really helpful because they had some of the stress off their shoulders because they had experience.
Yeah.
Secondly, I had been able to visit my sisters at their various colleges, Wake Forest and William & Mary, and like experience two very different schools, see what I liked, didn't like. Third of all, I mean, like, I was really drawn towards Wake because I loved it. It's a beautiful campus. Not that I didn't love William & Mary too, but I found that Wake Forest felt a little bit more like me. But, you know, as the college process came kind of to a close and I was like making a decision between three kind of things, I was nervous about one panning out, like that I really cared about. I turned towards Wake and I was like, it would be so easy there. Like that was my thinking. I was like, I would have Remy. She would help me get into a sorority that she's in. Like,
hi,
I would
Remy. Have a star.
Paige makes fun of me for a childhood video where apparently I sound like that. But anyway, so, you know, I would have someone guiding
me.
Yeah,
you would have like a supportive figure on campus.
Right.
Literally to tell you like, this is what class you need to be in. Yeah. This is, like, you would have a mentor. Uh-huh.
And like in a lot of ways, Remy and Julia have been people that I really look up to like let me, like, for assurance. Does this outfit look good? Yeah. If it was, I'd be so happy. If it wasn't, I would actually be really sad that like they didn't like it. Like,
you value their opinion.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yesterday I was shopping at the mall, as you know, and I sent them a picture of shoes and Remy liked it, Julia didn't, or like Julia liked it, Remy didn't like it, and I was like, took that to heart. And I like was like, why? I don't know. So it's just interesting to see how that little sister personality acts up still. But like it would have been nice to have like that on campus, that like fallback. And things like that. But I've actually been really happy that I ended up going in a different direction. Peyton and I both go to UNC Chapel Hill. Remy wasn't a big fan of Chapel Hill in general. And so that was an interesting like kind of transition, hearing some criticism about it that even myself originally had before I came here. But I feel very individual here, which I think you're speaking to with Maddie. She's growing into herself a little bit when she has some more space to breathe. So I think that's really important. And are you almost finished with your glass?
No. I went to set it down and then I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah, when I'm talking, you drink. That's how this works.
I know.
Because that's what I do.
Right,
that's
right.
That's why I finish my glass
this
before
you. This is how
you,
the podcast
the
works, yes. Peyton.
Yes.
I think that's powerful what you were mentioning. I think like part of me, I always measure time. I don't know why I did this, but I invest a lot in like my relationships with family and friends. And like, when I think of myself as like who I am in relationship to other people. Mm-hmm. And I think like, I think about my time in elementary school and middle school and high school as, okay, what was the year that I overlapped with Maddie? Like it's always that. And it's still weird for me to call her Maddie because growing up, like when she was that age, it was always Madeline, her full name. And so I would think about being...
Can I interrupt? That reminds me of like an American Girl doll name. I don't know why.
Right? No, it is such like a Madeline was
maybe that. Oh, that's like the redhead.
A doll,
thing.
Yes, was a doll, but Madeline is also very. I don't know.
I like
Madeline. Very like
sorry
dainty.
Definitely not the point, but continue.
Oh no, you're good.
Thanks.
I give you permission to interrupt. But on that note, Maddie and I overlapped like at times in elementary school, and there's like times where I remember like loving knowing that I could look out for her. There was a scene, I'm not gonna name drop because Lord knows if this person has access to this podcast, but there was a girl that gave my sister in elementary school a very hard time. Uh-huh. And I remember being like three grades higher than my sister, so this was probably happening when my sister was like in second grade and I was a fifth grader. So I was like the older kid on the block. And I remember being at a recess and confronting this child and being like, how dare you bully my sister? And like, she was absolutely terrified, like cried to her teacher about it. And I remember my sister was embarrassed and whatnot, but it's like, I will always have that protective bone in my body. And so I think about it in college, like in the context of, okay, so Maddie and I are about to have a year, just one, but at least it's like 1 year, but we're going to overlap in college. But I don't think it's processed in my head that it could not be here.
Y'all won't be in the same place. Yeah.
Yeah, we might overlap in the terms of being college students, mm-hmm. but physically and geographically, like, we might not overlap to where we're running into each other.
Like, when she's shacking for the first time, you're doing your, like...
Ew! you're doing your senior thesis in psychology. Yeah. I'm, like, writing my senior thesis, and I'm like, hey, is that my sister?
Maddie, you know what you have to do.
Maddie, absolutely.
I'll support her in that. I won't tell you, though.
Only if it's from a certain place.
Okay. That's something we can talk about next episode is like
sex.
I mean, that's always on the table, but like protectiveness over close friends and family. Mm. I think that's a topic that gets both of us going. Facts. But to wrap it up,
yeah,
goals for next week. Mm. I can tell you mine because I already told it to you and it's written down right in front of you. But yours is a surprise to me. Am I slurring? It's a surprise. I did go to speech therapy in second grade, so. Okay.
That's all right.
So as I'm speaking, you have to finish that.
Oh, that's happening. Mm-hmm. Tell me your goals.
So my goal for the next week, so the election was this week, the U.S. presidential election, as with others, and I was talking I was talking to my boyfriend, and I realized that
Boyfriend!
Yeah, I don't like that word, but he's there. Love him. But
shout out, Grant.
And I realized that I was just talking at him, and he's so much better at listening than I am. So he was like listening to me, and I think he recognized I was just talking out and talking over him. So my goal for next week is to be more observant and listen better and talk over people less. So that's my goal. Yes.
Wow, mine sounds very superficial.
No, goals are all different.
Now that I've heard yours. Smart goals are smart. Nice. To be honest, TBH, I am thinking that my goal, although something that's very small, is very, very measurable, so I'll know if I met it or not. I have been taking breaks on my phone during classes that have turned into like these 30 minutes.
That one hit. You haven't even finished it. You said you were going to finish it.
Okay, 30 minutes, actually 30 minutes to an hour, where I will be all of a sudden on just like Gmail, something super fine.
Gmail is the best form of social media.
It is the best. I check it more than appropriate to an average human. But then I'm on TikTok for like the remainder of my hour. And I'm like, oh, well, I didn't finish my homework, so I'm just going to avoid it and stay on TikTok so that the stress of not doing my homework goes away. And then once it goes away, I'll be in a better place to do my homework. Like, no. And so many from the psych major, so many studies show that going on your phone and scrolling through social media is one of the leading causes for anxiety and depression in college students. And it's like, the fact that
this is your goal. It's not the serious topic.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. We can take that on in another week.
But
a very important topic.
My goal is, in sum, to not go on my phone during my breaks, or if I'm going on my phone, to not be spending extensive time just watching what other people are doing, because there's absolutely nothing productive in that.
Cheers to that.
Whoa. We have our last sip. Should we take them together?
Yeah, three.
Finish your drinks with us, listeners.
Oh, that's wow. The end of it. Still good.
Meow.
So that wraps up our first week. I guess we have some topics established for next week. So
yeah.
Keep an ear out, and thanks for tuning in. Peyton, any last words? Don't laugh at me and make me feel bad about what I just said. Please.
No, it was great. It was great. Let's
I know it was shitty.
Restart the episode. Talk. Let's go.
Go.
Oh my gosh. The 25 plus minutes went by way too fast.
Okay.
Thank you guys. We can't.
That was an accident.
I didn't mean to.
It's turned into a mess. So, anyway, talk to you guys next week.
Thanks.